The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Jake Bourgeois with the Dyersville Commercial. Jake, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Just to start off, just wanted to check in on sort of where everything is at currently as far as discussions and negotiations over possibly getting a farm bill done.
It'll have to go into next year. We have 3 weeks between now and Christmas. We're not in session, obviously, today because of Thanksgiving. I expect that we're going to have a one-year extension of the farm bill because we've got to do a defense authorization bill, and we've got to decide on how to handle the rest of the spending for this year, and I think that's going to be kicked in to next year. And then I suppose we're going to have a FEMA or disaster relief bill before Christmas. There just isn't time for a debate on a five-year farm bill. That's true even if we didn't do what's called regular order, because regular order would be committee activity, and there's been no committee activity on a farm bill.
President-elect Trump is continuing to put his nominees up for different departments. What are you sort of keeping your eye on as far as whether it's process, you know, appointees you're going to be involved in vetting? What's top of mind for you as the appointees continue to roll out here?
Qualifications, number one. Number two, how they handle their hearings before the committee, because I never make up my mind whether I'm going to vote yes or no on a nominee until the hearing is done. And, of course, I hope that's true for every Republican senator on any committee. But for the three committees I'm on, it'd be all of the Justice Department, all of HHS, and then some other less important, well, also Treasury and Finance. Those would be the three main confirmation I'm going to be involved in. But overall, I think I have a pretty good feeling about most of the nominees coming before the committees that I'm going to be a part of. I should include the Secretary of Agriculture in that as well. But I'm not going to say yes or no to these nominations until the hearing's over. And I've got plenty of questions to ask on various issues before all these different people.
I saw President Trump, I think, posted something about possibly for goods coming from Canada, China. Any feelings on those at the moment? Or is that something to see a little more information on?
I'm for more trade, not less trade. I'm for fair trade. And generally speaking, I'm not a person that approves of tariffs, but I see Trump using tariffs at this point as a negotiating tool to get other countries to do various things like not subsidize their products, not be for unfair trade, or to get them to enforce laws at the border dealing with immigration. And I think as long as I see Trump's using tariffs as a bargaining tool, then I better wait and see how the bargain negotiations turn out before I'm critical or fully supportive of what he's doing.
The Biden administration released some new proposed rules for having Medicare and Medicaid cover some new weight loss drugs. Is that something that you've been talking about as far as what you're looking at in the prescription, you know, looking at prescription drug costs Is that something that you had a chance to take out of that proposal?
Well, I'm for getting drug prices down by tackling and understanding and making more transparent the work of pharmacy benefit managers. We call that PBMs in Washington, D.C. PBMs, you don't know what they do. But they influence not only the price of drugs, but the formularies of drugs. They reap a lot of benefits to their own pocketbook from these negotiations. And we don't know whether it helps the pharmaceutical companies, the PBMs, the local pharmacists, or the consumer in the end. And we ought to know those things for two reasons. One, to get drug prices down for consumers, but also to take the save the taxpayers a lot of money because the federal government pays for a lot of pills.
All right, and I think we have time for one more question.
Sounds good. With Israel and Hamas set to have some ceasefire discussions coming up here, what are you keeping your eye on as those discussions happen?
Well, it's pretty simple for me. I'm not like Biden and the Biden-Harris administration where they're trying to put pressure on Israel all the time to tell them how to protect their people, because I think Israel ought to be able to fight its wars the same way we wouldn't want other countries to tell the United States how we ought to protect our people. And so consequently, I am looking at it from Israel's standpoint, that they ought to be free to negotiate to their own national security interest. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thanks, Jake, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.